the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball coming to you from the Dan Clark Gymnasium in Napa, California. Tonight, the Justin Siena Braves open up the Pine Valley Athletic League. It's a new league, and it's a new season. Just getting underway will be the varsity action as the American Canyon Wolves come in. And it should be an interesting matchup with these two teams from the Napa Valley competing here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium in Napa. David Granucci is the new first-year head coach for Justin Siena. He brings a 7-2 record into tonight's contest. As we mentioned, he is in his first year. He has six seniors on his squad, along with four juniors and four sophomores. While Brett Wedding is in his fifth year as coach of the American Canyon Wolves, and they come in with a 1-8 record. They are right now, before league play starts, owning the worst record in pre-league competition, but they lost nine players from their roster from last year, and so they are being a rebuild mode for this year. But they haven't been outscored that much. They scored 437 points in the nine games and given up 488, but they have lost six in a row coming into tonight's game. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith. Angelo Lyons is our engineer, and we're going to be set for some good basketball here in Napa. So settle back, relax, and hope that you enjoy our broadcast sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. And Dino's all set, got those pencils sharpened.
All ready to go, Ira. I've got my new rendition of my basketball score sheet that I've been using for several years, but I made a few tweaks, and I think it's going to work well. It worked well last night in the game we broadcast between the girls' teams from these same two schools.
We'll be hearing from the coaches of tonight's boys' matchup with Brett Wedding. He is assisted, by the way, by Chris Rapicon and Justin Siena with David Granucci, and he's assisted by John Nesman. Might remember him from last year's Justin Siena team, and his father is athletic director at Justin Siena.
Yeah, that name did seem familiar, and I do remember John as a player, and he was a very good player.
Well, we'll see how they work as far as coaches, as we'll be getting the league play underway very shortly. We'll be back and hear from the coaches on this countdown to our tip-off when we continue on KVON after these messages.
And we're back from those commercials. We're in the final minutes of the JV game, and interestingly, the scoreboard has been malfunctioning. The scoreboard is adding time instead of deducting time as time goes by. So the public address announcer is periodically letting the players and officials, reminding them how much time is actually left. There's, I believe, 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter with the Braves leading American Canyon. This is in the JV game by a score of 46-45. Ira?
So it's a one-point game at this stage, and if we had our rosters of the JVs, we'd give you a little bonus play-by-play coverage. Right now, Justin Siena has the basketball as they bring it into the forecourt, try to protect that one-point lead. There are 15 seconds on the shot clock. There is a shot from the corner, no good. Rebound is put back up, and it rolls off, no good. And the Wolves come out with the basketball. Here they come, trailing by 1 point into the fourth quarter, driving in the lanes, putting a jumper up, no good. The Braves rebound as they hurry into the fourth quarter, getting across the timeline, passing it over on the right side, going back beyond the three-point arc, working with the clock, as they lead by just a point here in the final seconds of this JV action. There's a pass that's deflected out of bounds by the American Canyon Wolves. At halftime, it was American Canyon and Justin Siena tied up at 21. And then in the third quarter, American Canyon pulled ahead, leading 34-29, a five-point lead at that point, and right now the Braves are to inbound the ball. The ball is deflected and stolen, and the Wolves have it, as we'll hear the PA announcer very shortly tell us how much time is remaining. The scoreboard clock non-functioning. Driving in, going up the shot. Good by the Wolves, and they take a one-point lead. Braves have the ball now. Shot clock comes down to 30 seconds. Driving into the lane, there's a shot up and good in the lane as the Braves regain a one-point advantage now. 1 minute exactly to go in the contest. There's a pull-up jump shot. Good in the lane, about a 15 or 16-footer right behind the free-throw line. And Justin Siena is taking a timeout. Well, with less than a minute to go, it's a one-point game. It's been a seesaw battle here in the last couple minutes of this contest. It's been a close game throughout, as these JV teams are seeing if they can come through with a win. They both have winning records coming in. American Canyon's played in a few JV tournaments, so they have 9 wins and 4 losses, while Justin Siena, not in the tournaments, they have not added to their record anyway. They are only 3-2. So they have shown just 5 games that they have played. American Canyon, on the other hand, with 13 games, quite a discrepancy. And American Canyon with 9 wins out of those 13 games. Very impressive.
And we're talking about the JVs now, or is that... Wow, I didn't know the JV teams played in that many tournaments, Ira.
Well, obviously they have, and they came into this contest as their 14th game of the season. We got that information straight from their scorekeeper, as Chris Rapaton, who has worked with so many things, helped us out in getting the information from the scorekeeper. Play resumes. Braves with the ball. Driving in, going up, missing the shot, and the rebound is to the Wolves. They'll slow the tempo down. In fact, they'll take a timeout. They're taking a 30-second timeout.
And if I'm reading the clock correctly, there's 38 seconds remaining now in the quarter. What the scoreboard clock is doing is it's set to 8 minutes, but then instead of ticking down 7:59, 7:58, it ticks upwards. So when the 8 minutes become 16, the quarter is over. So I believe there's 38 seconds left, as the clock currently shows 15:22.
Well, that's interesting. So we'll follow that philosophy then as we get down here in the final second.
Let's hope that before the varsity game they can get that straightened out, because I don't know if I'm smart enough to do that kind of math.
I would wonder if you just turn everything off to reset it like you do a computer, because basically that's what the scoreboard is functioning as, a computer there with all of the fancy gadgets and everything that they have on it these days. Braves come back onto the court. Here come the American Canyon Wolves back on. Last year, the Wolves varsity had a 16-12 record. They were very good last year. Play resumes, and a foul was called right away on the Braves. Braves needing to get possession of the basketball with, we'll say, 36 seconds to go. Not yet in a 1-1, so they'll inbound the ball. And the ball is deflected, stolen away by the Braves. Here come the young Braves now, trailing by a point, passing over to the right side, looking at a three, not taking the three, and traveling instead.
So
giving up the shot and taking a traveling violation, the Wolves will regain the basketball with, we would say, about 25 seconds to go in this game and a one-point Wolves lead. Wolves in the backcourt are fouled. So now it's a one-and-one situation. The Wolves have to hit the front end of the one-and-one to get the bonus. So we'll be hearing from the coaches after the completion of this JV contest. And I'm sorry we don't have the names of the players. It's the first time we've seen either team and have no idea as far as the names. But the free throw is good. The free throw shooter is a left-hander and had that ball roll around the rim and then nestled in. So it's a two-point game now. So this is a big free throw coming up now for American Canyon. And it is good. Boy, talk about pressure-packed free throws. And he hits both of them. And now the Braves take a timeout. And we assume about 20 seconds remaining.
That's terrific. It's great to see a young player making clutch free throws. And he didn't seem to be fazed at all. He had excellent form and just very relaxed and popped them both in. So now Justin is got 20 seconds, we believe, to impound the get off a signed 3-point basket. And you listeners will probably hear the public address announcer in the background. When it gets down to about 10 seconds, he's going to actually count it down so the players will know just how much time they have left to get off a tying 3-point shot.
And when he did that at the end of the third quarter, the crowd counted down with him, too. So it was quite the countdown. All right, play resumes. Braves have the ball against full-court pressure. The inbounds pass comes to the Braves driving in. Ball is deflected and stolen and a lead pass. And they're not going to shoot. They're going to bring it back out, and a foul is going to be called. Well, that was the case where the Wolves, if they wanted to, have a layup, but they elected not to go for the basket, and now they'll be checked at the free throw line on the one and one. It would have been good to have taken the shot, I would have thought.
I agree, Ira. He had a wide open shot, could have easily laid it in. Now if he misses these free throws,
well, it'll be the one and one, so he gets the bonus as he makes the first. And that makes it a two-possession game.
The first one was definitely the key. Now that he's made the first one, they have a four-point lead. If he had missed the first one, that would have given Justin a real chance.
Well, he misses the second one, and the Braves rebound as they quickly bring the ball in the forecourt, and a bad pass and an interception, and that's going to run out the clock. So a four-point win for American Canyon, 52 to 48. And that moves Justin Siena to even on the season at three wins and three losses, while American Canyon JVs go to 10 wins and four losses. So they're right up in that double-digit category in victories already. And we'll see how the varsity teams do. So we're going to take one more break, and then when we come back, we will hear from the coaches, Brett Wedding from American Canyon, and Dave Granucci, the new head basketball coach at Justin Siena.
This is Valley Rama, supervisor
this time
for Napa County's 5th
messages.
District, and you're listening to KBO.
And we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena as we prepare for the boys varsity game. We have the visitors from American Canyon in front of us, the Wolves, warming up, and they are impressive looking. They've got several players with a lot of length, which should bode them well defensively and offensively. And Justin looks like they've got some players of some decent size, too, but they're going to really have to hustle hard for those rebounds because it looks like American Canyon definitely has the length advantage. Back to you, Ira.
Okay, Dino, well, first of all, let's find out what Brett Webbing has to say about his team, whether he thinks it's tall or not. As we were watching him come in, they did not look as tall, but boy, when they're right in front of you, they seem to be a bit taller. Brett Webbing, who played basketball at Napa High and then went over and for about 6 years was coaching basketball at Phoenix High.
I played at Napa High School, So, I learned a lot from my coaches at Napa High, and a lot of it was just was playing as hard as you can defensively. Coach Lewis instilled that, Coach Gungor, Coach Amon, and from what I remember, it was all about defense and effort. Not being a small team, we have to put out a lot of defensive effort consistently every night.
I understand one of your best players, though, is kind of small in stature.
Yeah, but he's a competitor. And you could say that about a lot of the guys. A lot of them are small in stature, but they're competitive. And, that's what I like about basketball. You can make up for maybe a little bit of height, maybe with some effort and hard work.
Kind of interesting, probably going into this new league, not knowing what to expect.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that Justin on film once. Vintage so far as we play in this league, but I really don't know what anyone else does because we haven't played any of these teams in a long time. So we kind of figured out the Solano County League and the Nightland League, are figuring that out. We got switched to a new league with completely different style of basketball. You know, night and day difference.
And those were the comments from Brett Webbing. This is his fifth year as the head coach. Chris Rappaport is his assistant coaches. And we are getting some feedback from the studio there. So just want to question you back there at the studio that you are coming through, that we are hearing you on the air, Angelo. Just to let you know about that it is coming through. Yes, we are hearing you, but we're not hearing the station, just so you know that. We are hearing you and not the station, just to clarify that. But let's find out about the Justin Siena Braves, because they have a new head coach, and we can find out about David Granucci. And this is his first year as the head coach.
Well, David, first of all, a little bit of background. Tell us, you came from where?
St. Martin's University, a Division II school up in Lacey, Washington. I was associate head coach the last 2 years there. Yeah.
What do you enjoy most about the aspect of coaching in basketball?
The teaching part of it, yeah. Whether it's on the floor or off the floor, teaching, growing the individual and the collective group is really what it's all about. And watching these kids grow kind of emotionally, mentally, is what it's about.
How did you happen to hear about the opening at Justin Siena?
Through a coaching circle. I'd heard about it through some coaching friends. And then I've known of George Nesman, the AD here, just through coaching, because he's got a huge, ridiculous coaching resume. And so when it opened up, I reached out to him initially, and that's kind of what got me, I guess, locked into the job as far as wanting to explore it. And then from there, the people I met, David Holquin, Bob Bailey, Heidi Harrison, those the leaders of the school were really good people. The vision that they have for the school is one that I think I've had for our programs, for my programs in the past. So I think those things aligned and made for a good fit.
Do you have any problem as far as locating housing?
I've been asked that a few times. I got myself a little temporary place right now before I kind of settle in, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. I'd heard that it was going to be horrible and really expensive, but I lived in San Francisco for like 10 to 12 years, so I know that feel. And this is not San Francisco as far as the price. It's actually more reasonable, for sure.
Who's working with you on the program?
I got Matt Upman, who's our JV coach, who also helped out with our varsity during games. And then George's son, John, John Nesman, who played here, graduated this past year. He's helping out. And then Eli Grounder, who went to school here, is also helping out. So it's a young staff, but really hungry, eager, excited. The guys really respond to them, so it's been really good.
New league, so I know a lot of people are not sure what to expect. It's good luck.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what to expect either. Yeah, it's one where I grew up in the MCAL. I played at Drake High School, so I know the MCAL really well. I don't know this league very well. This is my first high school job.
Did you work with College of Marin, too?
I did, yeah. And then, so this is my first high school job. So I'm going in just, you know, really about us and our program and what we're trying to build, not getting too caught up in what our opponent is doing and what they, you know, who they are. Obviously, we're going to watch and want to learn our opponent, but it's really about us building our culture right now. So good luck. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And those are the comments from the new head coach for the Justin Siena Braves, David Granducci. And we'll find out how they look in just a few minutes here. They come in with a 7-2 record, and this will be their first game in the Pine Valley Athletic League, as it will be for American Canyon as well. American Canyon was in that Solano County Athletic Conference, and they had a 7-3 record. I think they were in second place last year in that league. And they had, nine seniors. They had seven seniors on last year's squad. This year they have four seniors, six juniors, three sophomores, and one freshman. But we might mention that one of those sophomores, one of the three sophomores, was brought down to the JVs. He played on the JVs tonight, and that was Amari Co-Johnson. So he will not be suiting up for the varsity action. But we'll be back in a moment and take a look at the situation in the Vine Valley Athletic League and the probable starters, at least for Justin Siena. Brett Wedding wasn't sure who his starters would be, but we'll have that information when we return after these messages. Well, the game will be getting underway here very shortly as the Justin Siena Braves are coming back around their bench area, and we'll be finding out who the American Canyon starters will be here very shortly as well. Justin Siena opened up as a high school back in 1966, so this is their 53rd year. They're coming off of a season that had some changes in the coaching toward the end of the season last year, and that did not give you a true story as far as what you might expect for this year with a new coach, and the roster has changed a bit. So Jason Rockwell was the guy that started out as the coach, and then it was George Nesman, the athletic director, that helped out toward the end of the year. Prior to that, for 2 years, Damani Hendricks was the coach and did a real nice job. He went on and coached in the college ranks. Mike Bowles, before that, had been the coach for the boys after very successful tenure with the girls. Prior to Mike, it was Ray Particelli, a Justin Siena graduate. He graduated 1979 from Justin, was the coach for 5 years. And then Phil Rosemurgy before him. And Phil is here tonight, seated at the stand, and it's interesting to note that he is wearing shorts, and this is wintertime, Phil. I don't know how he does it. Before Phil was the legendary Tom Bonfili, coached the Braves for 12 years. What a great job, and what a pleasure it was to broadcast the games when Bonfili was here.
Yeah, that was actually before I started broadcasting any of the games, but I know that Tom was, you know, definitely well loved and for what he did on the sidelines.
Yeah, he went over to Cardinal Newman. He was there before and just had a lot of success there. Well, the starters for Justin Siena will include Barrett Donahoe, a senior. He was quarterback of the football team. Landon Misbagel will get a start. He is a senior. Kevin Galvin, another senior in the starting lineup, and then a junior, Solomon Anatoni, and then the fifth starter is another junior, Liam McDivitt. So we're ready to start now. American Canyon, we did not get their starters at a time, but we do know that Oliver Handel, who is their leading scorer in that starting lineup, and he's only about 5'6". And the tip is controlled by Justin Sienna. We are underway now here with Fine Valley Athletic League action. McDivitt drives the right side. He's double-teamed. He bounces the ball, gets a return shot from the right corner. No good, and the rebound is to American Canyon. So here we come. Full court pressure and driving in, going up, and the ball gets lodged between the basket and the backboard, and one of the Braves jumps up and tips the ball away. So it will be American Canyon ball. Usually when it gets lodged, I thought they jumped it.
He did. The referee did signal for a jump, but I guess he uses the possession arrow.
That's right. So it would be alternate possession arrow favoring American Canyon. They don't do the jump after the start of the game. American Canyon with the ball. Justin Sienna on the defense now. Looks like it's a man-to-man, as it will be a shifting man-to-man when they set the pick. The Braves shift. Driving in, going up, scoring was Roman Medea. Medea is a sophomore. And the Braves look at some full court pressure. It is a zone press that is being used. There's a shot from the left hand corner. It is no good by Miss Pagel. And the rebound is to American Canyon, driving into the lane, feeding over the right side. Pass goes to Diego. There's the shot up, no good. And it's rebounded by the Braves. McDivitt pulls it out of traffic. Slows the tempo down a bit. The defense gets back and sets up in a zone format. And McDivitt looks over the top, and there is a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And the coach for Justin Santa David, Granucci, is calling Miss Pagel over to the sideline to say something to him. And the officials are indicating that it was a flagrant foul, a flagrant two, which means the Braves will get two free throws and the ball out of bounds. And they're moving to the free throw line, and they will have free throw is good, a first of two by Liam McDivitt. That's the Braves' first point in the Pine Valley Athletic League. McDivitt's ready. Free throw, perfect. So we're tied at two now. Now the Braves will get the ball after that flagrant two foul called against American Canyon. And the Braves have Donahoe to inbound the ball, quarterbacking the basketball team like he did to the football team. The ball is deflected and out of bounds, and there may have been a foul call there, too. And it goes against E.J. Alves. Alves is called for the personal, or is it? No, it's going to go against the Braves. He gave a wrong number then. I guess it should have been Galvin was called for the foul. Kevin Galvin for the Braves was called for the foul and not Alves. So play resumes now. The Wolves with the ball. We're tied at two. And there's a steal by Galvin. He gets the ball over to Donahoe, drives in, goes up. His shot is no good as he was a little off balance. And it's a fast break the other way. Going in, going up, shooting, and missing was Marquez Johnson, rebounded by the Braves. Donahoe has the ball stolen away, going in, and an easy layup there for Marquez Johnson. Just took the ball right away from Barrett Donahoe. Well, I'll tell you, this Wolves team, and there was a foul on the play as well. So I don't think. Let's see. I'm not sure how they're getting the ball out of bounds, too, after scoring the basket. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there.
I don't know. It must have been a foul after the basket was made, all right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I can figure out. And there is another foul. This one is going on Matthew Clinton, a junior for American Canyon. So things are a little disjointed here at the outset of the ball game now. Braves look at full court Frazier. McDivitt goes there in the backcourt to help out. And this pass is intercepted. Boy, the McDivitt intercepted back. It's 1-on-3, and he pulls it back and waits for his teammates to come and settle in on the offensive side of the ball. The Braves work it over. McDivitt handling the ball on the left side behind the arc. He's going to fire from there. It rims no good. Rebound. Oh, a nice rebound there by the Braves. The pass comes back out now to Donahoe. Donahoe fires it over to the right side. Now they get it to Anatoni. Back to McDivitt. McDivitt behind the arcs, playing well out there as they work the ball around from side to side. Now it goes into the middle, up with a shot. It's Galvin, and he scores. Kevin Galvin gets the first field goal for the Braves in this new Vine Valley Athletic League. Played about 3 minutes here in this first quarter. There's a jump shot, no good by Patrick, and the ball is out of bounds to Justin Janik. Gabriel Patrick, a sophomore, missed on that last attempt. Here is Paolo Cicoico. He spells Cicoico, T-I-O-C-U-Y-C-O. But that's how do you pronounce it? He said Cicoico. So that's the way we'll say it. And into the forecourt come the Braves, Donahoe. And there was a traveling, pulling the ball over against Donahoe. His father is the girls' varsity coach of basketball over at the Vintage High School. So we'll be seeing them in action some this season as well. Justin Siena on the defense now as they have gone to a man-to-man defense. Driving into the lane, up and missing the shot, but getting fouled on the play was Kai Curry, a freshman. He is the only freshman on their varsity roster, but pretty good one. And their leading scorer on the season, Oliver Handall, has yet to fire a shot up. There's a free throw, no good by the freshman. Kai Curry. Spells Kai, K-H-A-I. Donahoe comes out of the lineup for the Braves, and Keith Finns, a sophomore, takes his place. Next free throw is good by Curry. So it's 5-4 now, American Canyon in the lead. Justin Siena with the ball. Justin Siena, a 7-2 record, American Canyon 1-8. But American Canyon looks to be the stronger right now as there's a steal and a put in by Thomas. On an easy layup. Boy, this 1-2-2 full court zone has been bothering the Braves, and they nearly turn the ball over. Anatoni drives in and kicks it out to McDivitt. McDivitt brings it over to the right side. Now the pass to Finns. Finns fakes right. Instead goes to the left side, and now back out it comes into the right corner to Anatoni. Anatoni spins around, double team. His pass is intercepted. Another turnover, driving in, going up and missing, but getting fouled on the play was Kai Curry, the freshman. Boy, impressive-looking freshman.
I'm surprised with a last name like Curry that he didn't choose jersey number 30, but he's looking pretty good out there in his number 12.
Well, there's a timeout, so we don't know how much time is remaining because the clock is malfunctioning on the scoreboard.
I believe it's about 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the quarter. What you have to do is take whatever's on the scoreboard and subtract it from 16, and that's how much time is left.
You know, that would be a good scoreboard to use for hockey. Because in hockey, they tell you how much time has elapsed for the goal.
That's true. If somebody scores and the clock says 17:09, you'd know that they scored 17:09 into the period. You're absolutely right, Ira. It would be perfect.
But, we don't have hockey here yet. But that's a fun thing. I know if we had Jake around, why he would promote that sport of hockey.
I can tell you, if the high schools here played ice hockey, I'd be happy to come help broadcast those games.
Well, it's an exciting sport, that is for sure. But I don't know if you find much in the way of hockey in California, even. But the Braves are trailing 7-4 here to the American Canyon Wolves. By the way, Brett Wedding, the head coach, is assisted by Chris Rappaccon. And, boy, what a great job Rappaccon has done over the years in helping football, baseball, basketball. It's been a big help. And we'll feature him at halftime. Free throw is perfect. So Curry has hit on 2 out of 3 at the foul line. He's back there. His two-hand free throw, perfect again. Nice shooting by a freshman. After missing his first, he's made 3 in a row. Braves, again, bothered by that pressure, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Touch slash by Eric Thomas. The coach, David Granucci, off the bench, saying something to his players. As they inbound the ball to Anatoni, gets it to McDivitt in the forecourt. He's right there at the center part. Now he drives towards the right, goes towards the right-hand corner, brings it out with a pass towards the top of the key where there is a whistle and a foul. Hold on, I think this is on Alvis. And the Rays inbound the ball, not yet into the bonus situation. Goes to McDivitt. McDivitt angle left side, well behind the arc. The ball is deflected and also the Braves out of bounds. With the boys, they have a 35-second shot clock. And with the girls, it's a 30-second shot clock. Down to 30 seconds now for the American Canyon Wolves as they have it in the forecourt, which we refer to as the attacking territory. Pass goes into Johansson. Turnaround jumper, no good by Johansson. The rebound is safe from going out of bounds by Thomas. He's going to fire a 3. No good. Tipped up. No good. Rebound put up and scored by Sam Johansson. He's a tall senior, and he's battled in there for that offensive rebound. The Braves brings Jaden Satan into the lineup. There's McDivitt firing a 3. He got it! And the Braves needed that as McDivitt gets the three-point basket. He has 5 of his team's 7 points. And there is a steal by the Braves' Keith Finn. Gives to McDivitt. McDivitt crosses into the forecourt. Still on the dribble with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter of action. 11-7 the score. American Canyon in the lead. Braves take Landon Misfacho out of the game. And they have brought into the lineup Wyatt Humphreys. Humphreys is in on that front line. Pass goes over right side, Anatoni. And they look underneath. Anatoni goes into the corner with the ball. And used up the dribble. The ball is deflected and stolen away. And then they steal it right back. McDivitt, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Pass goes in the middle, and the ball is deflected away from Humphreys. A scramble for the ball, and the jump ball is going to be called. All in a position arrow should favor the Braves. That came with 1 second to go on the shot clock.
And I don't believe they get that shot clock reset. I think they just have the 1 second to shoot, right, Aaron?
Well, that the officials are conferring about that now. Steve Phillips is one of the officials. Kyle Barattis is the other official. And they have done a good job tonight. I'm watching them very closely in that first game. And they are very fair. They're very consistent in their calls and doing a very nice job. McDivitt looks at a long one. 2 seconds, 1 second. He fires a long one. It's an air ball. And so that'll be a shot clock violation. They had more than the 1 second, but not much.
Yeah, the officials ended up giving them 6 seconds, but it wasn't enough to get off a good shot.
Into the forecourt is Patrick. They bring it to right side. They're double-teaming the player with the ball, but they pass it back out for a three-point attempt. No good by Andahl. Rebounded by the Braves. Anatoni takes it down. He tries to go all the way to the basket, and as he does, he is fouled. It'll be a two-shot foul. The foul will be charged to Oliver Andahl. Andahl, as we have mentioned previously, is about 5'6", a junior, and is the team's leading scorer and has yet to score. They have had five players in the scoring column. That first free throw is good by Solomon. He's just a junior. And Atone makes both free throws. Braves make another shift in their lineup. Dominic Bohr comes in for the first time, replacing Solomon and Atone, who just made the two free throws. So it's a two-point game now. American Canyon in the lead, 11-9, bringing it quick in the forecourt, driving to the right of the lane, and passing it back out to the top of the or back to the three-point line. A shot up, no good, but another foul is called. That last shot by Andal. Johansson is called for the foul. It's his first. 45 seconds to go. The referee, Kyle Berardes, indicating that the Braves are to take the ball out of bounds in the backcourt now. Trailing by 2 points, McDivitt is going to be double-teamed in the backcourt again. It's a 1-2-2 zone full court press. McDivitt brings it forecourt, working it around from right to left, and then there's a foul called. 21 seconds on the shot clock. Marques Johnson called for the personal foul. And the 1-1 is in effect now. So the Braves are in the bonus. Keith Benz will go to the free throw line, but the sophomore needs to hit the first to get the bonus. As Benz bounces the ball, eyes the basket, free throw up, no good. He won't get the bonus, and the rebound is taken by the Wolves. Here they come, quickly into the forecourt, passing the ball over to the right of the key, driving into the lane, spinning but not shooting it, passing it over to the left of the key where a turnaround hook shot is up, and no good by Johansson, rebounded by the Braves. Down by two, 8 seconds to go. McDivitt drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound tipped up, no good. And the rebound is taken by the Wolves, and that will end the first quarter. Our score is American Canyon Wolves 11, Justin Center Braves of Napa 9. Back with the second quarter after this message. You're listening to KBON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KBON.com. Here's Gino Alessio with the first quarter stats.
So for American Canyon, they were 4 out of 15 from the floor, missed all three of their three-point tries. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. For Justin, they were 2 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, and they made all four out of five from the free throw line.
So when play resumes, it will be American Canyon getting the ball at midcourt on alternate positions. As good defense by American Canyon there in that first quarter. Coming in uncontested for a layup was Gabriel Patrick. Nobody shifted off on him, and he came in for that easy layup. Again, there's that full-court pressure against the Braves, and an interception is made by American Canyon. Passing over the right side, now comes quickly to the top of the key. Now over to the left side, open for a three. It rims no good by Madieg, and it's rebounded by American Canyon. An offensive rebound there again, as it is Patrick. Patrick, top of the key, drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound scrambled for, and the Braves come away with the ball as Benz gets it out of trouble, brings it top the key, and a quick pass goes over to the left side there as they're working it around the perimeter as they get it to Moore, Dominic Moore. They take it from the left side and quickly work it over to McDivitt, who's on the right side against a 2-3 set zone. McDivitt shoots over and hits a three. Liam McDivitt has hit 2 3-point baskets, and that one takes it a 1-point game. American Canyon leads 13-12. In the Johansson is fouled in the lane. It was before the shot. And that foul is going to go on Wyatt Humphreys. A couple changes into the lineup for the American Canyon Wolves, one of whom, Eric Thomas, who was in earlier. And they get the pass underneath to Johansson. He is fouled again. This time he was in the act of shooting. So he'll get two shots. That foul is also on Humphrey. That's two in a row on Wyatt. Wyatt Humphreys is a sophomore, one of four sophomores on the varsity. Free throw by Johansson is no good. He had a field goal there in the first quarter. American Canyon ready to go into that quick full court zone after the free throw that is missed. And so there's the zone. Braves with the ball. McDivitt in the backcourt. Bothered somewhat over there by Curry. Gets into the forecourt. There is a long three. Swish! Nothing but net by Wyatt Humphrey. Wow. And that gives the Braves their first lead in the ballgame. Driving down, going up, shooting and missing. And we have an offensive foul called against Alves. His second one. Wow, that was some shot by Humphrey.
Yeah, it had a beautiful arc on it. Reminded me of Pervis Short back in his days with the Warriors.
Braves with the ball now, and their first lead of the game, 15-13 to score, and there is a foul called against American Canyon. That goes against Curry, Kai Curry. So it's a bonus situation for Dominic Moore. He makes the first. He gets the bonus. 15-13 right now. His team in the lead. Left-handed shooter, and he scores the free throw. Well, the Braves had made their first four free throws before they missed one in the first quarter. They make their first free throw here in the second quarter, and they make the second one as well. As the Braves now go up by 4 points early here in the second quarter. Medaig out far on the right side as they start to work the weave now. The Braves try to stay in their man-to-man, but they will shift when they are locked out and on the pick, on a pick and roll especially. The Wolves are working around the perimeters. Braves are starting to press a little tighter now as there are 3 seconds on the shot clock. A long one up rim set, no good by Curry. Rebound put up, no good. Rebound, the Braves come out with it. Nice off their defensive rebound by Satan there. And the Braves, McDivitt, fires it down to Satan in the right-hand corner. Back out it comes to McDivitt. McDivitt well out now, setting the offense and spreading the attack now, shifting over to the right-hand corner. Now back, out now back to the right-hand corner. Running jump is good by Finns. Keith Finns gets his first points in the game. Sophomore driving in a half-hook shot is up no good by Medaig. Medaig just kind of tossed it up there. He thought he was going to be fouled on the play. Pass comes quickly to Benz underneath. It goes a shot up by Humphreys. No good. Missed on the rebound, though, as the ball was taken out of there by American Canyon. And we have a whistle. And I don't know if there's a slick spot apparently down there that one of the officials, Steve Phillips, has noted. And so he stopped play. They'll need a towel or something to wipe up. Maybe a player had gone down there and some of the perspiration had come onto the floor, but that could be slippery. Now they're looking around to see if they can find a towel. They finally found one down by the Gatorade thing there at beside the Justin Siena bench.
I often wonder why the high schools don't invest in the same kind of brooms that, or mops that you'll see used in the NBA games. I guess maybe they're really expensive. In an NBA game, as soon as the basket is scored and the teams head to the other end of the court, you'll usually see someone out there wiping up those wet spots.
Well, both coaches are off of their respective benches as David Granucci is walking up and down in front of his. Brent Webbing putting his hands over his head now as he's trying to make a couple decisions. In the meantime, his Wolves inbound the ball as this is out in the three-point territory by Patrick. Drives in, goes up, is fouled as he misses. So Patrick will go to the free throw line. Patrick at the free throw line. 19-13. The Braves have taken the lead here in this second quarter, and the free throw by Patrick is no good. Gabriel Pence. They are 0-for-3 at the foul line in this quarter. They were 3-for-4 at the foul line in the first quarter. Patrick's next free throw is no good. Hit the flange, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. It'll be Braves ball. Last touch by Marcus Johnson. The JV game, in case you missed that, there's a bad pass on the inbound, and he soars out of bounds as Keith Vins got in a hurry to try to get the ball out of there quickly to Jason Satan. So we resume play now with the Braves quickly getting back into their man-to-man defense alignment. And the Wolves bring it down to the top of the key. Over to the left side, a three-point attempt is an air ball from Chikoko. Chikoko missing the shot. And the Braves bringing the ball quickly in the forecourt to Ben. Over in the left-hand corner, Satan starts to drive. Ball is stolen away from him by Alves. A lead pass comes into the forecourt. But a good job of checking off was McDivitt, so they could not drive for the basket. And the ball gets by and goes into the backcourt. The Braves pick it up. Vins drives in, goes up, and no good. The rebound is good by following up there for the Braves with Satan. S-A-T-T-E-N. Driving in, going up, missing the shot as Johnson got too far under the basket and hit the underneath side of the iron. Braves into the forecourt, leading it by 8 points now, 21-13. American Canyon looked so good in that first quarter. There's a three-point attempt by the Braves, no good. American Canyon on the rebound, driving down, and the ball is tipped away, and the Braves try to steal, but it's a loose ball, and it is out of bounds, and it will be given to American Canyon.
And I believe that was the right call as the Braves did touch the ball and then went over the baseline.
Well, I'm sorry, we can't give you more information as far as time remaining, but the scoreboard clock not functioning tonight, and they will announce occasionally from the PA what is remaining as far as time-wise on the clock. Ready to inbound the ball is Roman Madieg. Madieg looks around, gets the pass out towards the top of the key as they're going to work a little bit of a weave now. Madieg comes back out and gets the ball and passes to the left-hand corner to Curry. Curry brings it back. You want to see somebody named Curry fire those three-pointers, but the Braves defense has been good here in this second quarter. There's a lob underneath to Johansson. He missed, but he was fouled. He'll shoot two more, I think.
He suffered some sort of an injury, Johansson did, to his right arm or wrist there, but it looks like he's going to go ahead and shoot the free throws.
Galvin was called for the Braves foul, and Johansson at the free throw line is 0-for-2. And the official, once the ball is, I don't know if there was somebody ready to make a change or something, but Steve Phillips asked him for the ball. Now he returns it to Sam Johansson as his first free throw is good, so he'll get the bonus. That's his third point in the game. Johansson is a senior, four seniors on the team this year. They had seniors on their varsity last year. And Johansson's next free throw rolls around the rim and then will nestle in for his fourth point of the game. And it's 21-15 now. Justin Siena in the lead. Barrett Donahoe back into the lineup for the Braves. Also, Zachary Kiefer making his first appearance has come on to the court as well, as the Braves have double-teaming defense to contend with now, as Donahoe brings us to the left side, stops at the baseline, back out to McDivitt. 9 seconds on the shot clock, and McDivitt takes a timeout with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock here in the second quarter, 21-15.
And I believe there's about 2 minutes to go in the quarter. We can't be exactly sure. This actually kind of reminds me of the old days of pro and college football when, before the days of digital scoreboards, everybody just kind of glanced up at a clock on the scoreboard, and you almost had to guess within a minute or two how much time was left in each quarter.
With a sweeping hand, because I played back then, but when the clock would get to 1 minute, it would turn red. And so as that sweeping hand would come around, and if it was red, you knew you were inside of 1 minute to go in that particular frame. And so these digital things are so much better than they were back. I'm not saying when that was, but it was a while back. It was before the three-point shot.
Well, at least timepieces had been invented at that point. Basketball was really a mess to play before the when we all used sundials to tell what time it was.
Okay, the Braves will have the ball, but they only have 7 seconds with time to get their shot away and hit the rim. The inbounds pass to McDivitt. He fires a quick one from the corner. It's an air ball, and it's rebounded by American Canyon. Here come the Wolves. They're down by six as they bring it forward. Driving in, going up, shooting it, missing, but really close for Oliver Andahl, and he was fouled. So the team's leading scorer will be going to the free throw line. Dominic Moore was called for the Justin Siena foul. And the two shots for Oliver Andahl. He is a 5'6 junior. Swish on the first free throw. Braves have been doing a nice job of defending against Andahl. And their overall defense in the second quarter has been good. It was good first quarter as well. Free throw is good. Andahl is a good shooter. I don't even remember him shooting any field goals yet, but he's 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Back into the lineup for the Braves is Anantoni. It's the ball to O'Donohoe right in the center circle. Over to McDivitt, baseline right. He'll take a jump shot and switches it. Oh, McDivitt having a good first half. Is in double figures now. 10 of his team's 23 points. Braves are up by six. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Play goes over the right side to Andahl as the Wolves try to work it around. And there is the steal by Anantoni. He drives into the lane. Then Fiesel coming in is saying he'll lay it in and scores. Nice pass there by Sam and Anantoni, with Jaden Sate getting his second field goal, both in this quarter. And it's an 8-point lead now. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Coming down is Andahl. He fires a three. Swish! Now he is starting to take over as he gets the last 5 points for American Canyon. McDivitt driving down. Back to Andahl. And we're in the final 10 seconds. Perhaps you can hear it in the background. And that O'Donohoe has the ball punched away. 4 seconds remaining. The ball was last touched by Justin Siena, so American Canyon will get the ball. They're making some changes. Kiefer comes out of the lineup. Back in is Landon Mistakel. There is a shot. Good! Just before the buzzer. And that was a two or a three. That was a three-point shot by Andahl, so he really came on there, scored the last 8 points for his team there in that second quarter as they came up with 12 points in the quarter.
and the final eight were scored by Oliver Andahl, who hadn't scored up till that time. So a 12-point quarter for American Canyon, but a 14 or 16-point quarter for Justin Sien. So it's halftime, and we'll be coming back with some comments from Chris Rapikon, assistant coach, American Canyon. He does so much over there. We'll be hearing from him and take a look at the first half stats. So stay right there. We'll be right back after these messages. Well, we're back here at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena. And what a performance Oliver Andahl put on right there at the closing minute of that second quarter. He had been scoreless up until about 2 minutes to go, and he came up with 8 points, the final 8 points for his team, the American Canyon Wolves, in that first half. Let's find out how they did it shooting-wise.
Well, American Canyon, I kind of feel it's fortunate to still be in this game. Their shooting overall has not been strong. They've made just 7 out of 29 from the floor. That's 24% shooting. They are 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. That's 29%. And they're 4 of 8, they're 7 of 12 from the free throw line. That's 58%. That's how they got their 23 points. For Justin, they're actually shooting quite a bit better percentage-wise, but not getting off as many shots. Justin has taken just 20 shots but made 8. That's 40% shooting. They are 3 out of 7 from beyond the arc. That's 43%. And they're 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, and that's 86%. But one of the reasons that Justin hasn't been able to get off as many shots, they have turned the ball over 10 times to 7 for American Canyon. On assists, American Canyon has 3 assists on their 7 made baskets, Justin 5 assists on their 6 made baskets, and the rebounding actually does favor the Braves by a count of 14 to 11. So it's kind of interesting. Justin is slightly out-rebounding American Canyon. American Canyon is slightly out-takeawaying Justin, and yet American Canyon has got off 29 shots, and Justin has only got off 20 shots, and that's helped keep American Canyon in the game. I think if Justin can straighten out the turnover problems a little bit, that they have an excellent chance in the second half.
Okay, well, we are here at halftime. 25-23 is the score. Justin Siena in the lead. I think they led by as many as 8 points at one time and 6 at another juncture there toward the end of the quarter before Andahl started to find the reins and lit up those 8 points there late in the quarter. But let's find out a little more about American Canyon and the athletic program there, as we were fortunate enough to talk with assistant coach Chris Rapikon. And if you're from the American Canyon area, you are quite familiar with all that he does.
Well, Chris Rapikon, you have certainly been part of the American Canyon athletic scene for some time. Not only that, but your sons were very active in the athletic program. Tell us about where they are these days.
Oh, my boys, I got 2 of them in the military right now, overseas, and then 2 of them are still going to college. One's at Sac State, going to try and walk on at Sac State for football. And then I still got my daughter. She just started high school at American Canyon. So I got the 2 boys that graduated Vintage. They're in the military. And the 2 boys in American Canyon, graduated American Canyon, they're still going to college and got a little side jobs also.
Can you tell us where the 2 that are in the military are located?
My oldest son, he's located in Norfolk, Virginia on a submarine. He's a dive specialist. So he's out and about in the middle of the ocean somewhere all the time. And then my second son in the Air Force, he's stationed out in Japan, and he's got some training to do and everything out in Okinawa next month. So it's been almost a year you know, seeing both of them right now. So we're trying to find some time to go out there and go check them out.
I tell you, they had some really outstanding careers in high school.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, my boys just worked hard. They worked hard. They knew they had to work hard for what they wanted and stuff. And they really loved being at their high school and the camaraderie of teammates.
They get that hard work from their dad because you participate so much there in helping out at American Canyon. Tell us about some of the ways that you have assisted in athletics.
Well, I coach JV baseball. I coach assistant coach varsity basketball, football, and varsity basketball. I've been doing this since I was 17, coaching my sisters in 7th and 8th grade. Started out at girls volleyball, then ended up with softball, then baseball, then basketball. Then I had to help, you know, run the karate school with my family and stuff. We own a karate dojo out there in Vallejo for over 50 years. My dad's been running it. And
you probably have a black belt.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I'd be surprised if I didn't know doing everything all these years, but yeah, I do now.
Keep up the good work.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And those are the comments from Chris Rappacon, and quite a helper he has been there to the athletics at American Canyon. Sure that Nate Wilkins, who is athletic director and a graduate of Venice High, appreciates his efforts. We'll be back in a moment. We'll take a look at the first half scoring and take a look at the standings as far as what's happening in this Pine Valley Athletic League before league play got underway after timeout for these messages. Okay, we'll... Well, play resumes, and the Braves have got the ball. Turn it over right away as Thomas drives in, passed over the right side, and a three-pointer up and good by guess who? Oliver Andel hits a three to start out the second half, and that has propelled his team in the lead. He has scored, and there is a steal driving in, going up, missing the layup. The ball is deflected around, and it is finally taken by Justin Sienna. Braves are down by a point now early here in the second half, and we got a quick start in this second half of action from the Dan Clark Gymnasium. Donahoe, top the key, bounce pass in the corner to Antistone, drives in, goes up, missed the shot, rebound is cleared out there by Andel. He does it all now, brings it in the forecourt. He has hit his last three-pointer, tries another three. This one is no good, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Braves' ball. Just underway. We just finished about the first minute of action here, and we didn't have a chance to go over the situation regarding the pre-conference portion of the standings for the new Vine Valley Athletic League. But Justin Sienna had the best record at 7-2, and Sonoma and Napa were at 6-4. Donahoe in the forecourt now. Takes it over to Anantoni. Back to Donahoe. Over to McDivitt. He tries the three. Swish! Well, McDivitt had 10 points in the first half. He now has 13, hitting a three-point basket and propelling his team into a two-point lead here early in the third quarter. The Wolves bring it in the forecourt. Andel, right-hand corner, lobs a pass underneath to Johansson, goes up, shoots, and scores. He made that look so easy, and Johansson has 6 points on the night. McDivitt in the backcourt, bothered a bit there by Andel, and they get the ball into the forecourt to Calvin. Back to McDivitt. He fakes to the left. His assist starts to the right, where he's double-teamed. Gets it to Donahoe. Underneath, going for the shot, and scoring a nice pass to Misbagel, and Landon Misbagel gets his first point in the game. Good assist there as well. There's a shot from the right corner. No good by Johansson. The ball caroms out of bounds to the Braves. 30-28 is the score, and we're working without a functioning scoreboard clock. makes it a little difficult to give you updates as far as time remaining. We got cut a little short there as far as our halftime as well, as we usually watch the clock to have an idea on that aspect. Here's Donahoe driving into the lane, and they drive in, missed the shot, and we're going to see if it's a blocking foul or a charge. Let's say it was a blocking foul. And the foul is going to go on Eric Thomas. That'll put Barrett Donahoe at the free throw line for the first time. He doesn't shoot much like he did in football. He quarterbacks the basketball squad, the point guard. His free throw is good. So he gets his first point of this contest, making it a three-point lead. You look at the scoreboard, it shows over 10.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, but we know that's not right. Next free throw is missed, and the ball is taken out of there by Oliver Andel. Andel comes into the lane. He doesn't shoot, but I'd allow that guy to shoot whenever he wants to. He gets a return pass, and then his double team, and the pass goes out the top of the key to Johansson, who's pulled out on a very high post. Driving the lane as he gives it to Johnson, and Johnson scores the field goal. Boy, he made that look good, just driving through the lane and laying it off the glass. 31-30, raised by a point. Calvin has the ball deflected away, but picked up by Sanaho, and he throws it, or rather, picked up by Calvin, and he threw it too hard, and it goes out of bounds. This will be Wolves' ball. The American Canyon Wolves against the Justin Tinna Braves of Napa. The Braves on the defense lead by 1 point early here in the third quarter. The Wolves bring it into the front court now. They're working it around as the Braves try to stay in that man-to-man defense. Pass goes in the left-hand corner. The Wolves working it around the perimeter. Thomas has it. Gives it to Johansson, who's come out on a very high post. He's the tallest player on either team, and he positioned himself on a high post normally. Pass goes in the right-hand corner. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Eric Thomas, and it goes out of bounds. And ball caroms up in the crowd, so the officials stop play until they get the return of the basketball. 31-30 to score. McDivitt bothered in the backcourt by Marcus Johnson. Now he'll use up the dribble. Finds Donahoe there to help out. Into the forecourt to Anatoni. Gets it underneath the back. Oh, a nice pass under there, and laying it in is Miss Pagel. He gets the benefit of another good assist. Both of his baskets in this quarter have come on a very fine assist. So it's 33-30. Braves go up by 3 points. The Wolves are working the ball around. Comes out the top of the key to Curry. Curry passes over baseline. Reverse layup. Up and good. As that was a nice play by Gabriel Patrick. His second field goal as he went baseline. Got under the basket. And had he tried to get the layup on the front side of the basket, it could have been blocked. So he went and used the basket as a little protector there. And had a reverse layup for his basket.
Both teams warming up a little bit, shooting the ball in this third quarter. American Canyon Wolves have made 4 out of 8 in this quarter. That's after making only 7 out of 29 in the entire first half. And the Braves are 3 out of 5 in this quarter. They continue to shoot well overall. They are now 11 for 25, 44% for the game.
You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the Internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith, courtside at the Dan Clark Gymnasium on the campus of Justin Siena in Napa, California, as we're coming to you with the good wishes for happy holidays from our Napa Valley Sports Boosters. Tomorrow night, the girls back in action. Justin Siena with a 4-5 record will be at Maria Carrillo in Santa Rosa. Maria Carrillo is just 1-7 this year. We'll give you some of the other games tomorrow night. when we have the opportunity. Right now, play resumes. Donahoe has it forecourt, and they were pressuring McDivitt there, and Curry is going to be called for a foul. There, Curry is staying really close to McDivitt, trying to prevent him from getting the ball even. And they get the ball to him. There is a whistle, and apparently McDivitt caught the ball and had a foot out of bounds, or his toe was touching the line or something, because it's a turnover that gives the Wolves the basketball back, trailing by just a point as they bring it to fourth court. Top of the key, it goes to Patrick, Gabriel Patrick, over to the left side now to Alvarez, working it around, and there is a whistle as they got the ball to Jacoico. Jacoico started to drive for the basket and was fouled. And it will be the Wolves inbounding the ball from the right of the basket for which they are shooting, sending it way out to Patrick. Gabriel Patrick spreads the offense. Now he stopped. Pull-up jumper top the key is no good. Rebound is taken out of there by the Wolves. An offensive rebound. Working it around. The pass underneath the basket. Up with a shot. No good. Rebound up and good on the second effort there by Gabriel Patrick. And that puts the Wolves ahead by a point. We got a seesaw battle going like we had in the JV game, which was eventually won by American Canyon. Driving up is Donahoe. He missed the shot, but was fouled and will shoot two. Gabriel Patrick called for the personal foul. So Donahoe will get two free throws. He was one out of two in the earlier part of this quarter. He makes the first free throw. Back into the lineup for Justin Siena is Wyatt Humphreys, a sophomore. He replaces Landon Mispago. And Donahoe's next free throw is also good. And with the two made free throws, that puts Justin Siena back into a one-point lead. Driving in, going up, and a quick score and a foul and one. Well, that was a extremely fast break with E.J. Alves getting his first basket and has a chance to make it a three-point play. So Alves can give his team a two-point lead if he makes the free throw. It's up and good. So it's 37-35, American Canyon in the lead. Coach David Granucci, first-year coach of the Braves, getting ready to make some more substitutions there as Donahoe gets into the fourth court. That's already Galvin. Underneath it goes, a shot up and good by Wyatt Humphrey. He just kind of tossed it up there and it went in. His second field goal of the game, the first one was a three-pointer. And the ball is deflected by Anatoni out of bounds. Nice defensive play over there by Solomon Anatoni. So coming out of the lineup is Wyatt Humphreys. Wasn't in too long this time. McDivitt back in there for the Braves. Inbounds pass comes way back out. They had to send it out. They couldn't get anybody around the baseline to receive it. Comes out to Patrick. Patrick drives the right of the key. Drives into the lane. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebounds taken out of there nicely by Jason Satan. Over to Barrett Donahoe. Donahoe across the center part of the court. Comes to the left corner. Galvin drives in. Can't get a shot away. And his pass is intercepted. Driving in and going up, missing the layup. Well, then somebody followed up.
Number 11 got the basket.
Okay, Alves got the basket there. So we have 1 minute to play here in this third quarter, 39-37. The Wolves have gone back in the lead. Donahoe drives in, fakes, turns, and then passes back out to Anatoni, who drives in the lane. His shot is blocked. It'll be Braves' ball to the left of the basket for which they are shooting. Back into the lineup is Oliver Andahl. He's been out of there, and I'm not sure why. He is a very good player. Eric Thomas also returns to the lineup. Rays inbound the ball. Donahoe nearly lost possession, but gets a bounce pass and they give it for a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound and foul called. It's going to be a two-shot foul for the Braves, and they're down by 2 points. And I think Andahl is going to be called for the foul. They're just over a half a minute to go here in the third quarter. Free throw is no good. Jaden Satan missed the first free throw. Next one is also missed. Rebound by Anatoni, though, is put up no good, and it's rebounded by the Wolves. They have plenty of time as the Braves missed two free throws and then missed a putback that would have tied the game. And it's 39-37. We're in the third quarter. Working for that last shot is Andahl. We'll have a 10-second countdown here in a few moments as Patrick passes over, driving it. The ball is deflected, and the Braves have a 2-on-2 fast break. Andahl drives it. Or we should say it was shot no good by Anatoni. And then the Wolves were unable to get a decent shot away there as the quarter comes to an end. Well, it's a good spurt there by American Canyon toward the end of the quarter that put them back in the lead. The Braves in that quarter scored 12 points. American Canyon scored 16 points in the quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up after this timeout. Well, let's take a look at those third quarter stats.
So in that quarter for American Canyon, they were 7 of 17, including 1 3-pointer and 1 free throw. For Justin, they were 4 of 11, including 1 3-pointer and 3 of 4 from the charity stripe.
The leading scorers in the ball game thus far, Liam McDivitt has 13 points for Justin Sienna, and the second leading scorer is Wyatt Humphreys with 5 points, while American Canyon's led by Oliver Andahl with 11 points in the game. Their second leading scorers, a couple guys have 6 points each. The play resumes here in the fourth quarter, and there's an interception by Barrett Donahoe. The Braves have a chance to tie it up now as they bring the ball quickly in the fourth quarter. Galvin out to the right side of the key to Anatoni. Looks around. Back out to top of the key to Benz. Back into the lineup after sitting out for a while. Now between circles, it's Donahoe being pressured there quite a bit by Kotoiko. Shot up and good. Donahoe gets the field goal. That's his first field goal in the game, but it ties it up at 39. There's Patrick shooting from the left corner. A three, he got it. Gabriel Patrick. So that makes it a three-point lead for American Canyon. Donahoe, that's over the right side to Benz. Benz being guarded tightly there by Madaig. Puts a shot up over Madaig. No good. A scramble for the rebound. Still loose ball. And it's going to be Justin's in a ball. No, apparently it's going to be American Canyon ball. 42-39. American Canyon in the lead. McDivitt getting ready to return to the lineup for Justin Sienna. And Anatoni will be going to the bench. Braves back on defense. Again, both teams have been playing good defense here for the most part in the game. As Andahl passes over on the left side to Thomas. Now it goes to the left corner for a three-point attempt. Good! And banking it in was Madaig, rather, and that's a three-point basket. And that makes it 45-39. Rays falling behind by 6 points here in the fourth quarter. It's still early in the fourth quarter, but the Braves, McDivitt fires a three. He missed it, and the Wolves rebound. Wolves are looking very good for a 1-8 team. They could have been playing some pretty tough competition, but they have not lost by many points. They have been in most of the game. Driving in, going up, and laying it up with the left hand was Madaig. Madaig gets that. He has 7 points on the game now. Braves are feeling the pressure in the backcourt, and there's going to be a jump ball called. And now the Wolves are starting to do a little celebrating out there, a little trying to show some excitement about the lead that they have, which is increased to 8 points. McDivitt in the backcourt. The Donahoe against the 1-2-2 full court press again. They use that in the first quarter to be very effective. McDivitt has the ball, though, in the forecourt now. Now they go back into a 2-3 zone defense to the Wolves. And Donahoe has got an opening. He's going to shoot. He missed way off target. And the ball underneath, but up good. But let's see if it counts or not, or if there was a shot clock violation.
There was a shot clock violation, Ira, because that first shot did not touch iron.
Braves get back on defense. Down by 8 now here in this fourth quarter of play. They have led by as many as 8 points, too. McDivitt defending there against Madaig. And fast goes over to Andel. Back over to Johnson. He traveled. Pulled that pivot foot. Did a little fake move and was called for the travel. Back into the lineup is Dominic Moore for the Braves. Braves feeling some of the pressure, the full court press has put on them. McDivitt used up the dribble in the backcourt. They get across the timeline. Now Gallman comes out to help out. Back to McDivitt. McDivitt angle right side. In quarter court area. Back to Donahoe. Working back to McDivitt. Looking for a three. He can't get open, so he'll get a pass over to the right-hand corner to Benz. And they nearly deflected 3 seconds on the shot clock. Donahoe gets a half shot and another shot clock violation against the Braves. Boy, I tell you, some defense by American Canyon.
Yeah, and the Braves are up to 16 turnovers now. Some of those have been unforced, but a lot of them have been forced errors brought on by the tenacious defense of the American Canyon Wolves.
Well, looking at some of the games tomorrow night, we mentioned Justin Santa Girls, which are 4-5 now at Maria Carrillo in a non-league game. The Vintage Girls will be at American Canyon. Sonoma Valley will be at Casa Grande. Sonoma Valley off to a good start. They are 6-5. Casa Grande 3-5. Napa will be at Davis in a non-league matchup tomorrow. On Friday, Justin Santa Boys will be at Petaluma. The Vintage Boys will be at American Canyon. The Napa Boys will be hosting Pioneer of Woodland in a non-league game. The other league game has Casa Grande against Sonoma Valley. So those are some of the matchups coming the next couple nights. Coming into tonight in pre-league competition, Justin Santa was 7-2. Sonoma Valley and Napa High each 6-4. It was Casa Grande 5-4. Vintage Boys 3-5. Petaluma 3-8. And American Canyon 1-8. They don't look like a 1-8 team tonight.
Absolutely not. They've been better and better as the night has gone on.
47-39 the score. American Canyon with the ball and the lead. There's the ball. It's just passes intercepted. Dominic Four got in the way there and pulled the ball away from the Wolves into the forecourt. Driving in, going up, his shot missed by Galvin, but rebounded by the Braves. comes back out to Donahoe. Now over to the side, there is a three-point attempt, rimming no good by Dominic Moore, and the rebound is taken by American Canyon. Well, the clock, even though it's not functioning, could be a factor here before long against the Braves. The Braves on the defense and the travel is going to be called on American Canyon. So, do you know what would your estimate time remaining?
I believe there's less than... Oh, we've just been told there's 3 minutes, 10 seconds remaining.
Okay, Braves down by 8. See what they can do as Donahoe brings it to front court, guarded very tightly by Andel. Still on the dribble as Donahoe drives into the lane, pulls up, doesn't shoot, passes it back out. There's a three-pointer up, no good by Moore, and a foul on the rebound. And I think that foul is going to go on Dominic Moore. The official gives the indication to the scorekeeper over there, of course, which they would, and sometimes we can be blocked out on that. Well, they had a timeout asked for. So there's timeout, 47-39, American Canyon in the lead, and we'll be back with the finals here in this fourth quarter after we take this timeout. Okay. Well, Benny's Chrysler boys are also home tonight. They're hosting Casa Grande. The Braves need a comeback if they're to pick up their eighth win of the season, or their first in the Vine Valley Athletic League. As the Braves come onto the court, American Canyon gets the ball out of bounds. 26 seconds on the shot clock. Just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Pass goes in the left corner. He's left alone for a three. It rims to no good by Oliver Andel. But the rebound comes out to American Canyon. So they get an offensive rebound, and they're working on the clock now. They're dribbling there between the two circles. Comes over to Andel again. Andel can fire the three, giving him some room. There is Moore. But they're working on the clock. Now they're working the weave. The pass goes over to Patrick. He's at the top of the key. He wants to start the drive. Can't get it over to Andel. He tries the three. It rims no good. Barrett Donahoe did a good job of blocking out to get that defensive rebound. Has McDivitt there to help him out in the backcourt. Trailing at 47-39 as they bring it into the forecourt. McDivitt takes to the right. Now it goes to the left. Now he looks. Comes over now to Galvin. Bounce pass. Goes over to the right side now to Moore. Out to McDivitt. Tries a three. No good. And a long rebound comes out to Eric Thomas for the Wolves. They lead it by 8. And they have the ball. Slowing tempo. McDiag is fouled. McDivitt's going to be called for the foul.
And there's just about a minute and a quarter remaining in this game for Justin to try and get back in it. Justin's shooting has gotten extremely cold as they've missed their last 8 shots from the floor.
Wow. Yeah, they have a lead, and then just compliment American Canyon's defense. It has been very tenacious here.
Yeah, they've held Justin to a much lower shooting percentage in this second half. And Justin continues to turn the ball over.
Justin's only scored 2 points here in the fourth quarter. And 8 points is all for American Canyon. There's a timeout as Brett Wedding got off the bench and was jumping up and down, indicating that he wanted his team to take a timeout. The officials finally saw him. Last year, American Canyon, who had 7 seniors on the team, finished 16-12. They were in second place in the Solano County Athletic Conference, and with a 7-3 mark. And Justin Sienna coming into this contest with that 7-2 mark, but having a problem with that strong American Canyon defense. American Canyon had lost 6 games in a row coming into tonight's opener of Vine Valley Athletics League. And they have the ball now. They get the pass into Gabriel Patrick. Patrick is well out, and Galvin is coming out to pressure him. Now he drives around Galvin, right in, and then he kicks it over to the right side. A three-point attempt is up, and it's off mark, attempted by Kai Curry. Braves with the rebound. They need to quit some points in a hurry. Donahoe drives, kicks it into the right corner to Antonio, out to McDivitt. Drives in, goes up, shoots, no good, but a foul was called. McDivitt will go to the line for 2 shots. Kai Curry called for the personal foul. 2 shots for McDivitt.
And we've been told there are now 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
So it's really tough when that scoreboard clock does not work. McDivitt scores the free throw. He had 10 points at halftime, made his first shot in the second half, a three-pointer to make it a 13 points, and that's the first point he has scored since that early in the third quarter. Next free throw is missed. Galvin tries for the rebound, and he is fouled. Johansson is going to be called for that foul. But I guess it's not, the 1-1 is not yet in effect. So the Braves will get the ball out, trailing by 7. 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter of the game. And what a game it's been for the American Canyon Wolves. Inbounds to Donahoe, working around the perimeter. It goes in the corner to McDivitt, right side. McDivitt looks for the shot. Can't get it, though. Gives to Galvin. He drives in. He'll take it. It's up. No good. Rebound bounded around, and it's taken away by the Wolves, and then a foul is called. Great job by Matthew Clinton getting in there to grab the ball. And it's Kevin Galvin is going to be called for the personal foul, but not yet into the 1-1, so it'll be out of bounds, and of course that's what they would like anyway, to work on the clock. 47-40. American Canyon taking a timeout. Well, Brett Wedding is in his 5th year as the head coach. He played basketball at Napa High and coached over at Vintage for some 6 years. And the seniors they lost last year, they all had at least 3 years experience on the varsity and lost 7 of them. And had basically 5 players back that had any action last year. And what Wedding likes to do is use all of his players in a game. They finished 16-12 overall last year. That was their best ever 2nd place finish in the Solano County Athletic Conference when they were 7-3. Tonight is their first in this Vine Valley Athletic League. And Oliver Andel is their smallest player, had a game high of 33 points in a win over Concord. And yet he's an unselfish type of ball player and has been impressive tonight at 1 point, scored 11 straight points for the Wolves. Remember that, the end of the first half.
Yeah, American Canyon's been very impressive. It's hard to believe they've only won 1 game before tonight.
And they get the ball into Johansson. He has the ball deflected out of bounds. And it was last touch by the Wolves. No, check last touch by the Braves. Johansson was just starting down the other way. I thought they called it against that he had touched it, but he was just going out farther for position. And another foul is called on Galvin. That's 4 fouls on Kevin.
And there are 22 seconds remaining now, Ira.
Down by 7 with 22 seconds to go. Wow. I tell you, it's going to be a big win for American Canyon. And there is the foul on Barrett Donahoe. He's getting a little frustrated. The American Canyon Wolf that went down is Paolo Jacoico. Jacoico, he's feeling the hurt there in his back as he gets up. He's rubbing his back as he goes toward the foul line. Kind of interesting spelling of Quicuyco. It's T-I-O-C-U-Y-C-O. He's a junior. And his free throw is no good. The front end of a 1-1. And it is rebounded by the Braves. They quickly come in the fourth court. 10 seconds to go. McDivitt tries an underhand scoop shot that hits the support of the basketball backboard, and it'll be out of bounds to the Wolves. We're in the final 10 seconds of the game, and a 7-point American Canyon lead. There's a long football pass thrown the length of the court, and they save it from going out of bounds with 5 seconds to go. David Granucci, the coach for Justin Siena, sending Keith Finn back into the ball game. Only 4 seconds to go as Eric Thomas goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has scored 2 points in the game, and he missed the free throw, but he gets the rebound as it was tipped and goes right back to him, and that will end the ball game. With only 8 points scored by American Canyon in that fourth quarter, but the Braves only had 3 points in the quarter, a field goal by Donahoe and a free throw by Liam McDivitt, and that wraps up the ball game with American Canyon ending a 6-game losing streak and Justin Siena opening the Vine Valley Athletic League with the loss. We'll be back with the totals in the ball game as well as individual scoring and select a player of the game. Final score, American Canyon Wolves 47, Justin Siena Braves of Napa 40. Back after these messages. You're in tune with KBON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KBON.com. Along with Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith, and Dino, well, a good defensive effort there by American Canyon, but let's take a look at what happened shooting-wise.
Well, it was not a game to remember as far as shooting for both teams, although American Canyon did come back nicely in the second half. They had shot just 7 of 29 in the first half. They were 8 out of 23 in the, 10 out of 23 in the second half. So in the second half, American Canyon shot much better. Altogether, they were 5 out of 16 from beyond the arc and 8 out of 15 from the free throw line, and that's how they got their 47 points. For the home squad, the Justin Siena Braves, they ended up making 13 out of 43. That was after being 8 for 20 in the first half, but only 5 for 23 shooting in the second half. They made only 5 baskets in the second half. They were 4 of 13 from 3-point range and 10 out of 15 from the free throw line. The turnover battle for the victors from American Canyon, they ended up with 11 turnovers for the game. For Justin, they had 18 turnovers. American Canyon had 8 assists on their 17 made baskets, and Justin had 10 assists on their 13 made baskets. And the rebounding for American Canyon, 24 rebounds as a team, and for Justin, 26. So the rebounding fairly even, but Justin did have 7 more turnovers than American Canyon, and that certainly didn't help. But a great showing by American Canyon. Hard to believe they had only won one game this season going into tonight, although their points for and points against certainly showed that their average margin of defeat was only about 7 or 8 points a game, and tonight they get a win by 7 by a score of 47-40, Ira.
At the end, that 6-game losing streak. Well, let's take a look at some of the individual scoring in the game. First of all, for Justin Siena, the leading scorer. In fact, he was the leading scorer in the ball game, Leon McDivitt, at 14 points. He had 10 of those in the first half. He had on three-point field goals, and he had one two-point field goal, and he was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for 14 points. Not too much other scoring. They just couldn't find the range. Barrett Donahoe had 5 points all in the second half. He got the only field goal that the Braves scored in the fourth quarter when they had a total of just 3 points in that fourth quarter. Keith Benz had a field goal for 2 points, missed his only free throw attempt. Landon Mispago had two field goals for 4 points, coming off of two real nice assists. Jaden Santon had two field goals for 4 points, was 0 for 2 at the foul line. Dominic Moore scored 2 points on 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Kevin Galvin had an early basket, and that was the extent of his scoring for 2 points. Solomon Anatone hit two early free throws, 2 out of 2, and that was the extent of his scoring. And Wyatt Humphreys hit a three-point shot, and then he made a two-point basket there in the second half for 5 points, a total of 40 points for the Justin Siena Braves. For the victors tonight, the American Canyon Wolves, I thought the turning point was when Oliver Andel scored 11 straight points for his team. He had 8 of them in the second quarter, the final 8 points of the second quarter, and the first 3 points then in the second half. And that's what he wound up with, those 11 points that he had scored in a row. So Oliver Andel, the 5'6 junior, the only double-figure scorer for the Wolves. Gabriel Patrick, though, was right behind with 4 field goals. One of those was a 3-pointer. He had 9 points, was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. And we had Roman Madiag, who had 3 field goals. One of those a 3-pointer, so he had 7 points for Madiag. And we had Sam Johansson, 2 field goals, 2 out of 4 at the foul line for 6 points. Eric Thomas had a field goal, missed his only free throw attempt at 2 points. Marcus Johnson had 2 field goals, 1 in each half for 4 points. E.J. Alves came through in the third quarter with all of his scoring, 2 field goals and a free throw for 5 points. Kai Curry started out hitting 3 out of 4 at the foul line, and that was it. That was no more scoring for him. Paolo Chukwuka was 0 for 1 at the free throw line toward the end. He was shooting on a 1-1 bonus and missed the front end, so didn't get the second attempt. Let's see. That was the extent of the scoring of their 47 points. They had 8 points in the fourth quarter. That was their low-scoring quarter, but only 3 points for the Braves scored 9 in the first quarter. They came back with 16 in the second quarter, had 12 in the third quarter, and then 3 in that fourth quarter as their record drops to 7-3. They are 0-1 in the Vine Valley Athletic League. For Brett Wedding's American Canyon Wolves, they go to 2-8 overall, and they are 1-0 in the Vine Valley Athletic League. So, you know, let's pick a player of the game.
Well, I really liked Andel for American Canyon, even though he did all his scoring in a relatively short amount of time. It was a lot of scoring in that amount of time, and he really helped turn the game around. As his team was falling behind, Justin was maybe on the verge of starting to pull away, and sort of all of a sudden Andel came through with those 8 points at the end of the first half and scored again to set the tone at the part of the second half as American Canyon went into the lead for the first time since very early in the game. Altogether, there were 7 lead changes in this game, and the score was tied on 5 other occasions. And it wasn't really till the last quarter that American Canyon really pulled away. It could have been anybody's game up to then, but I thought it was a well-played game by both teams. But that's a long about way of saying Andel's my guy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with Oliver Andel as well. As I alluded to, he was the reason that the situation changed from Justin in a pretty comfortable lead. Nothing comfortable when you're that early in the game at all, as far as late in the second quarter. But he was a steady player, even though he didn't score beside that stretch when he had 11 in a row. But his overall play and the defense that the Wolves provided, that was a huge asset for them. That the early zone defense, the full court zone was applied, and the Braves had a little trouble with that. So that's pretty much our story. If you missed the JV score, it was tied at halftime at 21, and then American Canyon wins it by 4 points, 52-48, to go 10-4. That's right, they are 10-4, and Justin's in the JVs are 3-3. So American Canyon has played in some JV tournaments, and that's why they have the numbers there that they have as far as the one-loss record. So in league, they are 1-0, and Justin is 0-1 in the JV ranks. Well, Dina, we want to wish you a happy holiday. This is our final local broadcast until after Christmas. We do have Napa Valley College game coming up after Christmas against the College of Marin. But I want to wish you and your family the happiest as far as the holidays, and hopefully things go well.
Well, I hope so, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you and yours as well, and to all of our listeners out there. Please be safe in any travels that you make over these next week and a half, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
And it's all brought your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. Angelo Lyons has been our engineer at the KBON studio. Dino Alessio with the statistics. I'm Ira C. Smith reminding you the final in this one. The Justin Santa Braves of Napa, 40, and the American Canyon Wolves, 47.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.
Different job. You better know who you're working for. Are you guys aware of this story?